Great to turn things down. Now there's a brief recap on our chirality. Here's our non-chiral carbon with three different groups around it. Mirror image is superimposable. There is our chiral carbon with four different groups. Our mirror image is now a non-superimposable. That's the definition of a chiral molecule. It's one which contains a chiral centre, and as a result, the two isomers, which are optical isomers, are non-superimposable mirror images. Our nomenclature meant we spun the molecule round, looked down the low priority bond, we looked at the priority based on atomic number, traced from 1 through to 3, from high to low, and if the shape traces the top of the letter S, it's the S enantiomer, and if the shape traces the top of the letter R, it's the R enantiomer. Now the terminology is either going to be optical isomer or enantiomer, and so you guys will have to be comfortable with whichever one of those terms comes up in the exam, okay? Because again, in the case of these SN1, SN2 reactions, these can proceed and generate optical isomers, and that's why this topic is introduced in the middle of this mechanistic chemistry.